Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Best Versions podcast, where I help you unlock your fullest potential to move from average to excellence. I'm your host, Trushti Ismail, a computer engineer turned nutrition and life coach. I'm going to inshallah use my experience of over 25 years in the personal and spiritual development field to provide you with practical tools to move towards greatness. Bismillah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. I am super excited as usual to meet you today in another important episode. As I have mentioned many times, my goal in these episodes is to help you energize your body, mind and soul so that you can achieve your best versions of yourself in worship, energy, love and legacy. In this particular episode and in the upcoming episodes, inshallah, we will discuss a subject that corrupts our minds and is an obstacle to most of our success. Yes, we are going to talk about the dangers of our negative self-talk and how to overcome them with specific tools, bismillah. So inshallah, I have planned to make it a three-part series. Okay, as you see the title, From Inner Chaos to Inner Peace, Combating Negative Self-Talk with Islamic wisdom and scientific strategies. That's because what you say to yourself is much more important than you think. The language you use to talk to yourself will either make or break your success, not only in this world, but also in the Akhirah. In fact, research has shown that positive self-talk is a great predictor of our success, particularly in this Akhirah, in this world. On the other hand, those who find themselves frequently engaging in negative self-talk actually tend to be more stressed. So the words you use to talk to yourself matter a lot. By changing those words, you can actually literally change your life, bismillah. In fact, self-talk is a potent tool that I teach my clients to train their minds. So, anyway, before we move forward, inshallah, let's define what self-talk is. Self-talk is nothing more than this constant inner chat with yourself. You know, most of the time, we aren't even conscious of these internal chats, right? It just happens automatically. And they happen quite a lot of times. Actually, a recent study in 2020 shows that an average person goes through a minimum of 6,000 thoughts a day. And a large chunk of it's obviously this self-talk that we have in with ourselves, right? Now, I talked about the thoughts, and because thoughts, emotions, and self-talk aren't really the same thing, but it is all of these things are obviously interconnected, right? Your thoughts create the self-talk. Your emotions has the ability to actually define your self-talk as well. Now, some of these self-talks, some of these inner chats are actually positive, which is actually good for us. And some others are just negative, which is not always good for us. Now, research shows that positive self-talk is actually incredibly beneficial for us. There's a beautiful research research from 2011 published in the Journal of Sport and Exercise Psychology. The researchers actually looked at how self-talk can affect athletic performance. Incredible, right? How can self-talk actually affect athletic performance? So they went through lots of studies to see what people have found out about this topic in the past. They found that sometimes self-talk can help you do better, but sometimes it can make you do worse. So it all depends on the type of self-talk, the type of thing you are saying to yourself. So compared to four different types of self-talk, such as instructional, motivational, positive, and negative, they actually found that positive self-talk was the greatest predictor of the athletic success of these athletes they studied. Subhanallah. Amazing, right? On the other hand, if that inner chat is generally negative, you may perceive most of the things or events in your life as more stressful than they really are. And that negative self-talk creates unnecessary anxiety and stress in your life. I mean, all of these things are not from me, but from research studies. So these studies say that due to your constant negative self-talk, you may even attribute negative motivations to well-meaning people. So even with people who genuinely come to you, help you, you look at them negatively. But that's not all. The research also says that you may perceive yourself as less equipped to handle the challenges you face and may even see more negatives than positives in your life. So as you can see, your negative self-talk could actually blind your eyes to see the bright side of your life, making you a pessimistic person. However, if your self-talk is more positive, inshallah, it will also, inshallah, lead you to be more optimistic person who also acts positively. For instance, when you say to yourself, Alhamdulillah, I'm intelligent, okay, that's your self-talk, you'll most probably act wisely. So those optimistic thoughts actually lead you to positive action. The reverse is also true. When your self-talk is negative and you say to yourself, well, I'm dumb. I know many people who unfortunately does that very frequently. Like whenever they do a mistake, like, I'm dumb. That negative self-talk will actually most probably lead to negative action, such as doing dumb things. Again, this is not from me. This is from research. So it's essential to pay attention to what you say to yourself, because your self-talk also defines your emotions. And your emotions, thoughts, and self-talk are actually interconnected, as I said before. Now, all these three things are interconnected and one affects the other. For instance, when your self-talk is positive, you will have positive emotions. If the self-talk is negative, that leads to negative emotions. Just say to yourself, like, I'm dumb. How do you feel internally? Check your emotions, right? And when you say, like, Alhamdulillah, I'm intelligent, just say to yourself right now, and you notice the emotions, right? So all these things are interconnected. I mean, you don't need to be a scientist to understand this simple psychology, right? After all, we see in our everyday life how this self-talk unfolds in our emotions. Now, collectively, all these thoughts, emotions, and self-talk define not only your success in this world, but more importantly, in the Akhirah. Now, a growing body of research shows that if you want to overcome challenges, problems, and obstacles in your life, which is inevitable, right? All of us will have, and we have so many challenges and problems that we want to overcome. What do you need to do? Well, you need to adapt positive self-talk, because that positive self-talk enables you to take action and move forward in life. One thing that comes to my mind is a leading scientist, Barbara Fredrickson. Barbara Fredrickson is a leading scientist actually in positive psychology. And she says that when you embrace your internal dialogue into a more positive one, you will actually notice that you have more options to combat the challenges you face in life. So the more options you have to combat your challenges, the more hope you have in your life, right? So your challenge or your challenges, your problems won't disappear, but your perception of those problems will actually change, which will help you tackle the problem differently. Okay, so that's very important to understand. Not that your problems will just disappear just because you talk to yourself positively, but what is important is the way how you tackle it, how you handle it. That's very important, right? Because every one of us will have difficulties in our life, problems and challenges and obstacles. The question is, how do we handle that? Do we use it to become better, or do we use it to become worse in our life? So your perception of that problem will change when your self-talk is more positive, and that will obviously help you to tackle the problem differently. And talking about that, I come across this beautiful quotation from Max Planck. And who is Max Planck, by the way? Max Planck is actually a German theoretical physicist who won the Nobel Prize in 1918 for his discovery of energy quanta. So basically, many things changed in physics after, not changed, I mean, many inventions came after this discovery. Anyway, he said it so beautifully. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. I mean, it's absolutely mind-bogglingly beautiful, right? When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And that's very true. Now, all of these things are actually easier said than done. And I don't want to downplay its difficulty of thinking positivity in all this time, you know. Combating negative self-talk is actually an uphill battle, depending on what situation you are, whether or not you have depression, anxiety, and all these things. It's an uphill battle. I understand that. And you need to do many things right in order to reduce the occurrence of your negative self-talk. So as someone who spends quite a lot of time learning about how our mind works, I can tell you this particular thing. The ability to change negative thoughts into positive ones needs work. A lot of work. It needs work in three different areas. You need to first and foremost take care of your body, mind, and soul. You need to actually make sure that you energize these areas. You need to take care of what you put into your body, what you put into your mouth, how much sleep you get, and how often you exercise. And then obviously how much social media and news media you consume and how often you consume. And then obviously how is your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how often you recite Quran and how often you engage in dhikr. I mean, all these things matter a lot. So are you taking care of as you should? Like, are you engaging in the recitation of the Quran, doing regular dhikr and dua and etc. Because the thing is, that's the foundation. You need to energize your mind, body, and soul so that you can switch this negative self-talk into positive self-talk easily. And alhamdulillah, I've been coaching people for the last 8 years, and I see that certain people are making it easier than others because it all depends on how well they energize their body, mind, and soul. So the truth is, there isn't a simple, quick tool to combat your negative thoughts or negative self-talk. So you need to systematically work on energizing your body, mind, and soul. You need to create that strong foundation so that your mind can, inshallah, flourish. That's the goal, right? A healthy mind will have, inshallah, healthy thoughts. And an unhealthy mind will have unhealthy thoughts. It's as simple as that. So the more you practice improving these areas in your life, the easier it will be to beat your negative self-talk. So that's something that takes time. That's why I take actually at least 6 months to coach my clients, because it takes time to learn and put the strategies into practice to energize your body, mind, and soul. Now, if you want to learn more about it, go to bestversions.me/coaching to find out more, inshallah. Now, having said that, the tools that I'm going to, inshallah, provide you today and also in the upcoming 2 episodes will undoubtedly help you minimize your negative self-talk. They will help you recognize your negative self-talk and will, inshallah, motivate you to change those inner chats into positive ones, inshallah. Now, some of these tools are actually from Islam, and some others are actually from modern science. So I'm sure you will certainly find all these tools to be absolutely beneficial, bi'idhnillah. That being said, let's talk about 2 tools for today, and we will continue providing more tools in the next 2 weeks. The reason for breaking it down is to give you the opportunity to practice the tools week by week, inshallah. I don't want to create a 1 hour long or 2 hour long podcast episode so that you can remember everything. No, I think this way is easier for you to consume and put into practice, inshallah. Khair, let's, inshallah, begin with tool number one. Tool number one is labeling your self-talk. Now, what is labeling your self-talk? Well, labeling your self-talk is the very first step to combat your negative self-talk. Because labeling is basically identifying your emotions beneath that self-talk. Why are you doing that self-talk? So understanding, and it's not just labeling, it's noticing and labeling your self-talk. Because first and foremost, you need to notice that you have basically talk to yourself negatively, and then obviously you can label it as for why you did that. Now imagine you are in the midst of a battlefield. You can't just shoot around, right? You first need to identify who's your enemy before you shoot. Otherwise, you will end up in friendly shoot-up, basically killing your own army. So it's something similar. In order to combat your negative self-talk, you first need to recognize that you are talking to yourself negatively. That's why the noticing and labeling part is very beneficial. Now, here's what you can do. Whenever you experience a negative emotion, thought, or self-talk, say to yourself, that's negative. Or that negative self-talk comes because I'm anxious. So what you're doing with this is actually you are noticing that you are basically doing a self-talk. And number two, you're labeling why you're doing it. Because you're anxious, because you're angry, because you're stressed, whatever that reason is. Okay? That's because psychologists say that noticing and labeling a particular emotion makes it easier for you to control. Dr. Daniel Siegel is a famous psychiatrist. He's a writer, a professor, who is also the co-director of the Mindful Awareness Research Center at UCLA. So he's a big name in psychiatry as well as in psychology. So he coined the phrase, name it to tame it. So the name it to tame it is a scientific technique based on research. It involves noticing and labeling emotions as they're happening. And doing that will actually reduce stress and anxiety in the brain and the body that negative emotions cause. Now, Dr. Siegel actually explains how this works. One way is, you know, when you're anxious, stressed, angry, or go through any negative emotion, you need to know that it's because your limbic system in the brain is activated. Okay? So I'm not going to go into too much neuroscience here, but you need to understand that limbic system is more or less responsible for your anxiety, stress, angry, and all these things. So whenever you are angry, not responsible in that sense, like whenever you are angry or stressed or anxious or any other negative emotions, your limbic system becomes activated. And that system is great. It has its advantage and disadvantages, obviously. And we are not going to talk about that. However, it is also responsible for flooding our bodies with stress hormones and causing us to fly off the handle or spiral into catastrophic thinking. So our limbic system plays a big role in those things. So if you want to come off from that state, okay, you need to actually activate your prefrontal cortex. Now, I have talked about prefrontal cortex quite many times in these episodes. The prefrontal cortex is actually the part of our brain that is associated with higher cognitive functions like reasoning, problem solving, comprehension, creativity, empathy, and even impulse control. Yes, I said impulse control, right? Because if you want to switch to a calmer state from your angry state, you need your prefrontal cortex activated. So all these emotions have a lot to do with your brain, right? So if you want to switch from limbic, if you want to actually activate your prefrontal cortex from limbic system, then you can, inshallah, take control of your emotions. Now, how do you do it? How do you do it? Well, you can reactivate your prefrontal cortex just by naming your emotional state. The action of consciously labeling intense emotions initiates a physical response as well, right? It signals the brain to send soothing neurotransmitters to our amygdala. Amygdala is, by the way, amygdala is a part of the limbic system as well, right? So it signals the brain to send some soothing neurotransmitters to our amygdala and the brain's emotional centers, calming our bodies and minds and helping us feel actually more in control. So that's why this name it to tame it technique is so powerful. You can switch your state by activating the prefrontal cortex, and that's really powerful. Very simple. You recognize, you notice that you right now having a negative self-talk. Great. And then label it. Why am I doing this? I'm anxious. Oh, I'm angry. Oh, I'm stressed. And that itself is very, very beneficial for you. So that's one of the tools, and actually tool number one in this episode. Let's move on to tool number two. Tool number two is more from the Quran Sunnah. That's basically saying, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the outcast shaitan. Now, you may wonder, how is that effective? How come? How can you use this tool to overcome yourself, negative self-talk? Well, what do you think where the negative thought is coming from? What do you think those negative thoughts usually come from? They obviously come from shaitan. They don't come from angels, right? They come from shaitan. So those almost every negative thought, emotional self-talk is more or less from the waswasa of shaitan. It's from his whispering. So he is the source of negativity. He wants to make us sad and anxious. I mean, obviously we become sad when something sad happens and all these things, but I'm not talking about that sadness. I'm talking about, you know, there are people who are like, most of the time they're sad and anxious about many things. And that's not a very healthy state to be, right? That's why Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, there's nothing more beloved to shaitan than the sadness of a mu'min, a believer. Why? Well, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah answers that as well. He said, sadness weakens the heart, diminishes determination of wanting to go forward. Right? So if you're constantly sad or very often sad, it's not a healthy state to be. As a human being, sadness is just part of an emotion as well. We get sad due to certain things in our life, but it shouldn't be something that we are like very often. That is not a state that we want to be most of the time, right? We want to be, inshallah, happy and joy and smiling, inshallah. So what Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah actually says is like, sadness and negativity make you stuck in your life. You feel you have no options to move forward. That's why it's dangerous, and that's why shaitan loves it so much, right? So as believers, we should try to be happy and optimistic in our lives, as that helps us move forward in life, right? Now, that is also a psychological reason why saying A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem is effective. Obviously, number one reason is because it's going to, inshallah, help us protect from the whisperings of the shaitan, which is the most powerful reason, right? If you go into psychology, it's very interesting to see as well. Like, when you say that negative self-talk is from shaitan and you seek refuge in him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you agree that the negative self-talk isn't actually your inner critic. Okay, it is not from you. Rather, it is a force from outside of yourself. Now, since it comes from outside, it's easier for you not to agree or accept that negative self-talk. It becomes less threatening and easier for you to dismiss. For instance, when the thought comes, I am dumb, you can say this thought isn't from me, but from shaitan. And I don't want to give any importance to his view. It's his view, not my view. I don't care about shaitan's criticism. Alhamdulillah, I'm intelligent. So you can distance yourself from that negativity at that moment. And psychologically, it's a mighty thing, right? You know, having the ability to actually distance yourself from that negative self-talk is a mighty thing. Now, ponder over the difference between saying, I am dumb, versus you're thinking that phrase is coming from outside of you, from shaitan. No, I'm not dumb. It's shaitan that makes me think like that. Therefore, I seek refuge in Allah from that cursed shaitan. Now, won't you be saved from shaitan when you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now, think about that. So next time, when you notice a negative self-talk, you could actually do a couple of things. Number one, you can make sure that you label it. That you notice it and label it, like that emotion behind that negative self-talk. Or say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. I even suggest you combine both of them, and that's become more powerful. You notice, label it and say, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim." And these two tools alone will make a huge difference in your self-talk. Bi'idhnillah. I hope it's incredibly beneficial. And I want you to put this into practice before you, inshallah, find it to be beneficial or not. So I hope, inshallah, you will make use of it and that today's episode is beneficial and something you can practice in your life. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable all of us to overcome our negative self-talk so that we can come closer to Him every single day. Now, if you find this episode beneficial, please do two things. Make dua for me, inshallah, and spread this goodness to your friends and family and everyone you know, inshallah. So that's all from me for today. Thanks so very much for listening to my podcast. I sincerely hope that this episode helps you go from average to excellence in worship, energy, love, and legacy. So until we meet, inshallah, in the next episode, next Friday, inshallah, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His choicest blessings on you and your family. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.